Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News, where on this podcast channel, I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 42.
Learning to delegate and build the skills that are needed to be very successful as a manager. Exploring my passion in that area, I think that was definitely a point in my career which was really a turning point, and I was very happy that I had that opportunity. And more than anything, I was confident enough to go and ask for an opportunity, and I was able to make that move. And That was my career point, mentoring, and you know, having that proper learning is absolutely needed.
Today on episode 42, I'm pleased to announce our guest, Harita Yenesetti. As a prior engineering leader at Lyft, she's a strong technical leader with experience in leading and managing high-performance teams, successfully executing complex, large-scale projects with high quality in the e-commerce industry. She has proven the ability to attract and grow exceptional talent. She is experienced in driving innovation in product and engineering and is passionate in building highly scalable products. Her specialties include leadership, engineering and product management, engineering design, solving complex problems, web services, consumer experience, and e-commerce verticals. So thank you so much, Harita, for being here today. Before we dive into the questions, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Arna, for giving me this opportunity to talk on your podcast. I'm Harita. I'm a part of the women force in the tech industry, been leading and developing applications for the last 20 plus years in this industry, led and grew the teams, as well as built some great products throughout my journey. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you. I'm super excited to talk to you. So my first question for you is, tell us a bit about your career path.
Sure. Throughout my career, I've always been drawn towards new challenges and opportunities that led me to grow and learn throughout my life. So as I stepped out of the college, the first thing that I started doing was do summer jobs. Did jobs from tutoring to teaching programming to kids. And explore different areas. And it was very exciting opportunity as I learned different things, working in different fields. Teaching to kids was very different. Teaching programming to growing adults were very different. So this motivated me to see how technology can empower people, as well as how it can create impact in people's lives. So that's how I drew closer. And I did my master's in computer applications. Right out of my master's, I started working with a company which was big into paper manufacturing, and I built financial products for them. I was very excited to see that as we built the products and they were being used by the customers of the product, they were so impressed and happy with the way how things were changing for them, how we were simplifying the processes for them and making it easier. And they were able to communicate to us directly and say, hey, this is the features that I would like to do. And I think this is how we have to change. And it was a very good customer interaction that I had. After that, I moved to the US and worked in various companies like Verizon, HP, and Sina Technologies. And during this time with all these companies in different industries, it gave me an opportunity to learn different skills, as well as understand the nuances and the variety of the things that you get to do in different areas. So build some leadership skills there. The biggest impact for me that was from eBay, which ignited my true interest into building large-scale products. And that's where I started my career journey as an IC, building vast variety of products across the entire buyer side, where we could how we can simplify buying experience, implementing new features for search and doing merchandising, and how do we build different verticals? How do we cater some products very specific to different verticals like motor spot fitment, which is very dear to me, which was a huge company-wide product that we built that touched pretty much every area of the entire eBay application. So that was a very that's where I grew significantly and led me to switch on to a management role where I became an engineering manager, and I led some new initiatives like live auctions and eBay Authenticate, and figure out how do we grow the business into emerging markets where our diverse needs, diverse set of products, diverse set of users. How do we bring the technology, and how do we engage, build a pr experience that is very engaging to our customers and bring back them? So that was a key area. Later on, I worked with Lyft, where I wanted to have. I was very excited with the purpose of Lyft, how they were changing the transportation industry, how they were revolutionizing how people commute to work or go to a different place. So that purpose was something that motivated me to join Lyft. And there I led the team to build brand new product, which was facial recognition to combat fraud, and utilizing some machine learned models using computer vision. And the impact was tremendous, the way we were able to detect fraud and make a safe environment for our customers to either use the platform online or even in person. I think that's how my journey was across various companies and working on different products. And I'm very excited that I got such great opportunities to explore new things, and my interest in new challenges as well as new technologies and solving different kinds of problems and being able to adapt to learn new things and create that impact. That's what led me here today.
Yeah, I really love how thrilled you are to work in each job you were at, and how much fun you had while also learning. That's something that a lot of people kind of struggle with. So I'm really happy that you were able to do it at each place you were at. All right. So my next question for you is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? And do you have any tips to succeed?
STEM is an amazing field. I'm constantly inspired by the innovation and the opportunities STEM provides. That's one area I would definitely love everyone to explore, specifically kids. The opportunities are unlimited with the areas where we are growing into these days. I think the best way to start off, I would say, is, build some problem-solving skills, like, start learning to code and see how you can improvise. And you can definitely see as you start making some small progress, it will may keep you more motivated to pursue further and solve bigger problems. Apart from that, what I would say is the strong skills in both science and math are very important. And I would encourage to build those strong foundation, taking up courses and learning online or any sources, basically, to that will help you build those strong foundations that could you be used to apply in your work going further. Other area where I would say is doing some projects, extracurricular activities like robotics, or doing some hackathons, or teaching kids to code, and doing some small app as well. I think these days there are a lot of tools that are available that could make coding very easy, and solving problems more exciting. These are specifically around STEM, but I think another key skill that I would look forward for people to unlearn is life skills, which I would say is embracing failures. That's very important skill. Not everything will be successful for the first time, but that's how you start learning and expand your horizons into different areas, different possibilities that you look at, right? And last but not least is the mindset. A growth mindset is extremely important, and keeping yourself positive, and to be able to take one step at a time and embrace the challenges that come across the way. I think that's the only way you can be successful in not just STEM, but like I said, it's any field. These are life skills that you might want to build. I think it's both are needed for you to be successful.
Yeah, I really liked what you said about the foundation part because a lot of people think that when you want to do coding or anything STEM related, you just dive right in. But if you don't really have the strengths or the foundation per se in like math or science or anything around that, it's going to be really difficult for you. So you should definitely hone in on your strengths in the beginning, and that'll really help you kind of pursue the path along the way. And also about the growth mindset, that is something that's very, very important when you're trying to get into any field, because if you don't have that attitude to wanting to learn, then the road is going to be very bumpy for you. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to share a small story. When I joined HP, the lead on the team actually was an engineer there. And he was amazing person. And he was the person who wrote the entire search feature in HP.com. If you go and do search for a product, that's what. And I was amazed, oh my God, how did he build it? And as I knew later on, I figured out that he didn't even go to college. He didn't even finish his college. He didn't finish his graduation. He was like, I think he was like 10th grade or 12th grade. And he just started building and he got a job. So I think it's both the ways I would think about. I think first kindle that interest, and then you can build on the core strengths that are needed. It's not like you have to do this to do that, but I think both go hand in hand. But exploring is the key.
Yeah, well said. And what is the common myth about your profession that you want to debunk?
What I think about is people think that there is now enough women representation in the tech industry. I think it is true to some extent, but I also know for a reason that about 23% of the use of the female within the industry are sorry, I had to take my word back. So there are about 23% of the industry is women workforce. And what I have learned is about 50% of them, by the age they reach about 35 to 40 years, they either stall or they switch fields because they are not able to move forward. I think that is definitely a big challenge, and it shows the way how women are struggling to break the glass ceiling. And I think I've seen that in my personal experience as well. And I see there are challenges as women try to prioritize family and work, and there is also a lack of coaching and guiding that makes people not take that step forward. I think as women grow into leadership, into that, what is especially needed is a coach and a mentor that help you, guide you through, take those challenges. I think it is doable. These days, companies are come providing various opportunities through all the DEI initiatives, and as well as professional coaching and guidance. I think people should avail them. I, in that sense, that will not limit them to, you know, stick to that level or stop their growth and switch to a different fields.
Yeah, because that kind of shed a light on another type of perspective. It's all about retaining women in tech because there are women in tech. I mean, not enough, but there still are. But it's kind of hard to retain them because they're going to step into the field, right? But then after, say, 20 years, they're going to either leave or they're just going to pursue a different path. And it's just that type of perspective that's kind of hard on us, especially because there's not that many people around us that are staying in these fields. So there's
Exactly.
something like
I
that.
think to that it's very important to lean onto the network and, you know, see there are so many role models actually that we have seen, right? Like it's very important to get that inspiration and motivation and lean on to the women network to keep the momentum going and not give up.
Yeah, I definitely agree because networking is a huge, 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 huge benefactor, and it can really just help you in any type of aspect. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, this kind of is a great segue to my next question, which is if you could step into my shoes or younger self, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
One thing I would think about is how would you balance your personal life and interests versus the work and commitments and your career goals? How would you balance this? It's that's something that I would think about. It's challenging. As women, we have commitments towards family, we have commitment towards work, and what is needed is how do you create a framework that helps you navigate through this, right? The key things that I learned through my experience is prioritization. Being very very focused on prioritizing what is important and dedicating time and setting some boundaries. That's again another important thing. Without that, you know, our work and life, everything will be muddled.
Yeah.
So those are something that I have definitely tried and it worked. Apart from that, setting expectations. That means that sometimes it's also saying no to certain things, being having that courage to say no, this is not, I cannot do this, or I have other options to do this, or whatever works based on that particular situation. Then having some time catered to your personal life, actually personal activity, something, a hobby that you would really want to pursue that will give you a space, a mental space that helps you to think things differently. That's how I see it as. And for me, gardening was one of them, actually. I set up my garden and now I'm big time into vegetable gardening and I enjoy it. It's my me space that helped
Yeah.
me think things differently. And there's a lot of things you can learn even through gardening. You think about learn life skills also from gardening. How, why certain things work one way versus why they don't, what other things don't work. And apart from that, like the mental well-being, very important, right? I think these creating those spaces and actively managing your time is very important to balance, to bring that balance between work and personal life. And of course, it goes along that, you know, meditation these days with the amount of stress we are dealing with, I think meditation is extremely important. And I do my best to try meditate as frequently as possible.
Yeah, I mean, just having that work-life balance because, of course, you're gonna have this 24 hours in a day, so you can only do so much in one day. But just knowing that maybe a third of that is gonna go to sleep, hopefully, a third of that is gonna go to work, and the other third is gonna be your personal life. Sometimes it might get all fudged up, but just knowing that this balance of yours, that's what's gonna keep you sane. So you should have your different outlets. Like for you, it's gardening. For me, it's writing, and just knowing when it's your quote unquote me time and just finding that type of outlet for yourself is something that can keep your sanity when you're not having the greatest time.
Yeah, and more than anything, it's about not thinking that this is how it has to be. You cannot be very strict about it. The reason I'm bringing up the point is, as women, we are very perfectionists. Most of the times I've seen, we are like, this is how it has to be. This is how exactly it should be. But I think being flexible about things is very important so that you can adapt the things that are going around instead of, creating a mess, actually, mental mess as well as physical mess. I think it's very important to be very flexible. I think life can be much better.
Yeah, otherwise it'll just be a laundry list of everything and it won't be something you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And my next question for you is, what are the best resources slash books that have helped you find your career path?
I think there is constant learning that is needed throughout your life, I think. The way I would categorize it is like, personal, and I really think about professional learning. With respect to professional learning, there's a lot of material out there, whether it is LinkedIn Learning or Coursera or blog posts from various companies that are available, that usually I go and I take some courses. And apart from that, there are conferences where you actually listen to different areas, how people are investing into new technologies or how they are scaling their products. And so a lot of information you would gather through these conferences, and a better way to network as well. And the other thing that I would definitely do is with respect to learning is reading about leadership, management, and how to grow organizations. These are other areas that I definitely focus on. And I leaned on to various podcasts and like Lead Dev and HBR. And of course, LinkedIn has tons of material, Medium, and books. The other part I would definitely keep doing is books, reading books, the physical books. I feel nothing replaces physical books for me. The latest book that I'm reading, this is something that I read it before, but I'm reading it again after a long time. This is on mindsets. This is a book written by Carol Dweck, and it's a very interesting book on how you can build a mindset for growth and to be successful in life. And it's something that I help my kids as well. Use it on my kids to be positive and how you can achieve what you want to do.
Yeah, I really like how you said that you don't always have to learn from one type of medium. Like for you, you said that you like going to conferences, but you also like forums and like podcasts and books. There's so many different learning opportunities that you can go to. I mean, conferences are a great way to meet with other people and actually get guidance. And books, they're like more of a more jam-packed kind of informational article. So there's so many
Right.
different ways. Yeah. Okay. So my next question for you is, what do you think is a vital factor that shaped your career? What was your life before learning it, and what was your life after learning it?
I remember when I was at eBay, I was an IC contributing to building products and leading products. It was a very nice, interesting opportunity where I was growing. But there was a time when I realized that I needed some guidance for myself. Like, how do I move forward? Is this the path that I want to continue, or should I change? So I was very fortunate enough to find a mentor at eBay who was an engineering manager, and had some conversations around it. And this person accepted to mentor me, and we had various sessions and talked about, and finally it was very inspirational to learn about how you can navigate your career, what you should look for, what you have to watch out for, and how can you move forward. And the coaching and guidance that this mentor provided me helped me actually figure out that I wanted to switch to a management role. And I think the key here is, our first thing is understanding that I needed a coach or a guide or a mentor. And the second thing is, yes, I learned these things, but the next part is what do I do actually to move forward? So which means that learning to delegate and build the skills that are needed to be very successful as a manager, exploring my passion in that area. I think that was definitely a point in my career which was really a turning point. And I was very happy that I had that opportunity. And more than anything, I was confident enough to go and ask for an opportunity. And I was able to make that move. And that was my career point, mentoring, and you know, having that proper learning is absolutely needed.
Yeah, I mean, for you, it was a mentor. This mentor was able to give you guidance and really helped you find your own passion. So just having the confidence to probably just go out of your own comfort zone and probably ask someone for help is something that really helped you get to where you are today. And
absolutely.
Yeah, because we have a little bit of time left, I think one more question left. I'm going to ask you, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career path?
I think it goes back to my previous answer I gave. I think as women, we don't want to ask for help. We always think that I need to know these things before I can go and ask for something. Otherwise, people think, okay, you don't know these things. I think it's a mindset. I think it's a blockers really. And I think as I learned that it's okay to ask for help. If I had done that earlier in my career, things would have been very different. That's what I see. So I think, yeah, it's nothing wrong in asking for help. Do your homework, do your research, and ask for help. I think there are people are willing to help anywhere, in any field, the people are there.
Yeah, in any field and anywhere, any place. Because asking for help is actually a big super like power. And you know, not only will it help you, but it might help the people around you. It can help you for a long time. And just having the confidence to break out of your inner shell and just ask for something when, you know, you might be a little doubtful is something that can really help propel your career. So
absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for being here today. Before we end off, would you like to give any last words?
I think for the women out there and the young women who is aspiring to be the future generation to take our technology forward and our revolution that you guys are going to bring in, I think with AI and everything, what I would say is, learning is unlimited, opportunities are unlimited. So invest your time and build your interests and passions. You'll not learn it right away, but I think it's a journey. Take it that way. I think you'll be successful.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you, Arna. Thanks for doing this. Amazing. Very nice talking with you.
Thank you for tuning in to Arna's News, where we aim to inspire and empower women in STEM by featuring the stories of successful female professionals in the industry. Today, we had the pleasure of hearing from Harita Yenisetti, prior engineering leader at Lyft, who shared three valuable pieces of advice. One, it's important to embrace the failures as a skill to expand on one's horizons in different areas. Two, the need for coaching and mentorship to help guide and support individuals in their career journey, and 3, balancing personal and work commitments via the use of prioritizing what is important, setting boundaries, and learning to say no when necessary. Thus, that concludes episode 42. If you want to know more about how I relate to these amazing topics, then stay tuned for upcoming episodes. A free way to support this show is by leaving it a 5-star rating and a review on the player you are listening to. Let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, as it's a chance to tell me what you love about the show, and it helps others discover it too. Once again, thank you for finding me, and I hope we stay in touch with each other. Dito, you're listening to Arna Sahu, the host of Arna's News. Toodles!